car dealers suddenly have a whole bunch of cars on their lots they have absolutely no use for. The clunkers cannot be resold. That would defeat the whole green goal of the program. So all those old trucks and sagging sedans, they're headed for places like M&M Auto Parts in Stafford, Virginia. Most of us would call it a junkyard, but don't tell that to owner Rick Morrow.
Long before green was popular, I mean, this kind of operation, even though, you know, a lot of people said, oh, junkyard, but they were actually recycling cars. I mean, they were making use of what the component was built for in the first place.
His company's logo prominently features a large green recycling symbol.
This is the dismantling area where after the cars come in or inventoried, and then take them apart.
Morrow's business is all about reuse. A fender or a taillight or maybe an alternator from this car will live to see another day in a car that needs a replacement part. You'd think Morrow would be totally excited about cash for clunkers, but he's not. Because the one component from the clunker that absolutely cannot be resold is the engine. Pretty much the most valuable thing in a car.
If we do a few dozen cars and it looks like it's costing us more money than it's worth, we'll say, sorry.
From an environmental perspective, it absolutely makes sense to prevent those engines from ever polluting again. But for the nation's auto recyclers?
It will make it extremely hard to make money on a car.
Scotty Davis is the vice president of All Foreign Auto Parts in Fredericksburg, Virginia. He says it costs him $1,800 in labor to take apart a car.
It's going to cost me money to do this. It's one of these things. I have to bring the car in. I have to get rid of the tires. I have to get rid of all of the fluids, the Freon. I'm going to have to take the car apart, process it, just to crush the vehicle.
But he feels like he has to take the cars to stay in the good graces of the auto dealers he sells parts to.
And I'll be very honest with you. A couple of them I do a lot of business with. I said, yeah, I will take your cars. And I said, what are you going to do with them? I'm going to crush them. I mean, they're not of any value.
The usable parts are removed and the toxic chemicals cleaned out. Then the clunkers and their unusable engines will end up at a scrapyard like United Iron and Metal in Baltimore.
Right now you can see the tail end of a car coming down the conveyor belt down into the shredder.
Tremendous amount of friction going on as these hammers are pulverizing that car into small pieces.
Bruce Savage is with the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries, a trade group. It only takes 15 seconds, and when the shredder is done with a car, it isn't even recognizable.
That big pile over there is the end result. It's just a big pile of metal pieces.
Savage says the metal is then sold. Whether scrap recyclers will cash in on cash for clunkers all depends on the commodities prices for metal in the coming months.
What was an old car can become a new car, or it can become a dishwasher, or siding for a home. I mean, it depends on the materials, but everything is being reused, reprocessed, and renewed.
So maybe a 1989 Suburban can be reborn as a 2010 Ford Focus. For the Environment Report, I'm Tamara Keith.